Great Big C and Alan Doyle, just a terrific fella, just a terrific guy. We got to see lots of him last year. Of course, he had that big production going on, Telltale Harbor at the Confederation Center of the Arts, which was fantastic. It was just great to see Alan Doyle around PEI all last summer. It was fantastic. You know, it's even more fantastic. Here on Ocean 100 this morning, we have another interesting Islander here. Dave, you're getting to participate in the interesting Islander stuff.
Wow.
I know. You sound super excited.
There's so many questions.
Super excited. We have Len Curry here, who wears many different hats. Photography. You're into art. You're into so many things. Golf. Yep. I can't really nail one thing down. But let's start here. Okay, photography has taken you a lot of places in the world. Is there anywhere like really, really super cool that sticks out as like maybe the best spot that you've been able to shoot?
I would have to say, I mean, when I got into photography, I thought, I work full time for Bell Lyon. I've been lucky enough to be there for 20 plus years. And I always thought, well, what's the end goal here? And it was always to travel mm-hmm. with it. And one of your coworkers, Stephen Newman, got married down in Dominican, and that was my first foray down there. Mm-hmm. It was my first all-inclusive, and I went there, and for anyone that's never done an all-inclusive, there's a lot of people out there that haven't, but I will try never to go a year without doing one again.
Oh,
it was
okay.
So nice.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
You know, it was a true vacation. I did a number of those, Jamaica, and did what's the other one down there, Mexico a couple of times, and Vegas, I guess.
Okay.
Another one. Yeah, pretty cool spots.
And these brides and grooms, obviously, you know, they're pretty, pretty stoked to have you come with, right?
Oh,
it's good when you have
not,
a photographer.
Not as stoked
that, you know,
as we were to go with them, though.
Sure,
no question.
I'm sure.
No.
I'm sure. Yeah. We were also talking, speaking about trips, we should, one, you know, get a little background on the old fam jam here. Maybe say hi to the missus. That's probably a good idea. But you have actually a great story about how you and your wife met.
I do. Absolutely do. I don't know who tipped you off here. But anyway, we actually met. I was down in Boston on a guy's trip. Used to go down there and, spend a couple of days, watch a bunch of ball games, Fenway Park, unbelievable.
Boys trips can be fun.
Unbelievable. And they're supposed to be, you know, boys trips, come back, you know, whatever, do it again next
100%.
Year. 100%. But this particular year, I met a girl after Fenway Park at a little bar next to it called the Cask and Flagon. Anyway, hit it off immediately. And I got back to PEI and I thought, okay, I just kicked my coverage big time here. So I better follow up on this. And anyway, so I booked a trip to Philadelphia, which is where she's from. And I went down there, had a fantastic, weekend.
Yeah.
And
did you go to Patty's Pub?
I think I don't know if I have been to Patty's Pub. I've been to a lot of different ones, that's for sure. But anyway, and then she said, well, you've been down here to see me. I'm going to come up to Prince Edward Island and see where you're from. And so you can imagine her surprise coming into our big airport with our two terminals and, late October. But 36 trips back and forth. We pretty
wow.
much
wow.
never.
That is a lot.
Yeah, we never went a month without kind of seeing each other at least once. And we always had our next trip booked before we had our, you know, most current one. It was fantastic. And I mean, anyone out there that doesn't think long distance can work, things have changed. We FaceTimed and talked every single night, which was a little different than talking on the phone.
This is heartwarming.
This is the good news.
I love
this. This is what we're here for.
That is awesome. That is really, really awesome. Did the boys razz you very much about, you know,
absolutely.
You're on a boys trip?
Absolutely.
What are you doing?
Yeah, they said I failed the catch and release program. And I said, I'm happy that I did. But she was really excited. She voted. She voted the other day, and she just recently became a citizen. And we've been voting.
Yeah.
You know, but for her it was a big deal, and it was it was really neat.
I'll have to get those Philly scores on more.
Yeah, we should maybe say her name though too, so people know who she is.
Yeah, Bernadette Curry. She's out there. She's on Instagram. She's way more popular than I am. Way more fit than I am. She should probably be sitting in here with me.
I figured
some stories.
I figured if you're digging for brownie points, you may as well put a name to it. So
yeah,
there you
no
go.
Question. Yeah, thanks for that.
We'll have more with Len Curry. He's going to help us out with the birthdays coming up next here on Ocean Fortune 100.
Hey, this is Matt Story inviting you to make your nights come alive.
And songs to make life a little brighter. Feel Good Fridays for Explore Communications only on Ocean 100.
All right, 7:48. Schools will proceed after the one-hour delay. Len is going to help us out with the weather forecast for the day today. Go ahead, sir. Oh, I should turn your mic on. Go ahead now.
Oh, I was already halfway through.
I'm sorry.
We're all good.
You're fired, Darcy.
All right, today, cloudy, chance of showers late in the day, a high of 4. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers, windy, low of 2. And tomorrow, sun and cloud, chance of showers or flurries late in the day, a high of 2. And right now, it feels like crap. It feels like -1.
Yeah. Can you tell that Len's waiting for the golf courses to get open again? He doesn't want to see any more snow whatsoever.
I do not.
We should probably talk about the Masters because it's a pretty big weekend coming up. We'll do that here in just a few moments. This is the Police. Da-do-do-do-da-da-da. Honestly, couldn't come up with a better title than that.
Wow.
Da-do-do-do-da-da-da-da. It's Ocean 100. Good morning. So Police on Ocean 100, 7:52. Good morning. School's going to proceed after the one-hour delay. That's the Public Schools Branch and French Language School Board. Okay, so everything is going to move ahead for the last day of the school week this week. We're joined by Len Curry. You got big Easter plans, Len?
Yeah, I'm just going to. This is the one weekend of the year that I'm going to just be sitting right on the couch watching the Azaleas and the majestic Masters all weekend. See who comes out on top.
And I'm a big fan. You and I obviously big fans of golf. We should your golf podcast.
Yeah,
sure. Should shout out the boys. I know both of them.
Yeah.
And give them a shout out and tell us about your podcast.
Sure. I you know, with Nick Frid, I didn't know him that well at the time. He kind of messaged me and said, "Hey, you want to do a podcast? I think you'd be good at it." And I'm like, "I think you're wrong, but sure, yeah, we'll give it a go." Anyway, and we went, and God love him, he lined up unbelievable guests. I mean, Laurie Kane was our first guest. I mean, that instant credibility, right? And then we had Ben King, who kind of joined the pod for a while. But you know, it's tough to come up with sort of, you know, your guests and all of that stuff. It's a lot of time and. Anyway, so now we're just kind of trying to piece together episode here and there.
Yeah.
And my younger brother, who just moved back to the island from Victoria last summer, he's quite a character. So him and I kind of are trying to find time to get them done now. But it's been really fun. I mean, it's obviously a topic that we love to talk about.
And it's a good little hobby.
It's a great hobby.
Yeah, it's fun. It's great. Before we get into the celebration calendar for the Confederation Bridge, who do you have in the Masters? Who do you Ooh. Think? Do you think Scotty can do it back to back?
I think he would be my favorite as far as a betting favorite goes.
Yeah.
Not gambling advice. I always want to see Tiger do well.
Yeah.
Just because obviously, I mean, I watched his last round of golf that he played the tournament there. He played really well.
Yeah.
I think he might sort of, you know, surprise some people, but then you've got the whole live angle, and I'm really interested to see how that plays out.
It's going to be a fun weekend. Let's put it that way.
It's going to be unbelievable.
You're going to have a few Doritos on the couch, I'd say. Scott Chapman
know
style.
Me well.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the celebration calendar. A little later on this morning, we will award a couple of bridge passes from the Confederation Bridge. Len will be helping me out here, too. Belated birthday to Sarah Petrie today in Central Kildare. 41st birthday. Love mom, dad, and family. Abigail, happy 12th birthday today. Love mom, Dylan and Marcus, a wedding anniversary, a happy 21st anniversary to Carla Wilson McKinnon. That's with love from Jason. There's brownie points. Debbie Denham celebrating today. Happy birthday, Debbie. Mary McKinnon is celebrating from all your sisters in St. Peter's Bay. Abigail, a happy birthday to you. Oh, my goodness, you're on there twice. Ray McKenna, a happy 17th birthday from Mom, Lorianne, Danny, and Caden. Sawyer McGuigan of Cornwall, happy 10th birthday on Saturday. Love from your grandparents in Montague. Happy 22nd birthday to Alyssa. Love Mom, Irwin, Cody, and Colson. Happy 13th birthday wish to Will Pickering of Borden-Carleton tomorrow on his way to Amherst Cove Consolidated School in Borden today. Lots of love from Lorna and Gordy. A wedding anniversary for Cecil and Marie Kenny in Brackley. Cecil, happy happy anniversary, Cecil and Marie. That's from the kids and many, many grandkids. I'll tell you that. Lee Affleck makes the best biscuits on the Anderson Road in Mount Stewart. 76 today. Happy birthday, Lee. Elmer and Mary Perry in Kildare Capes. Happy anniversary. Celebrating on the 8th. This is from Ann and Mike. And wishing Joey and Linda Arsenault a happy anniversary from Mom and Dad. They're in Mississauga. 17 years together. All right, pick her up, Len.
We got the twins, Maggie and Gracie Burns in Sherwood, celebrating their 23rd
Sherwood
birthday. We have Betty Watts in Clyde Rivers, celebrating an undisclosed birthday. What a great nickname. Big Jim Murphy from Vernon Bridge is celebrating a birthday. Moving on to our next page, Ethan
Beaulieu.
Beaulieu?
Yes, Ethan Beaulieu.
Okay, that was... Glad you...
I took French immersion.
Oh, yeah, you got this. Okay. Happy 22nd birthday from Mom, Dad, Lucas, and Jen, Amy Lynn, Nanny and Grampy, living out in Borden-Carleton, and the biggest Bruins fan.
Wow.
That's debatable. Tyler Trainer, celebrating 44th birthday over in Stratford. Love from Alyssa, Sawyer, Janelle, Juliet, Alana, Gerald, Jane, Anthony, Benny the dog, and Kevin the cat. That's every single person in their family.
That's what we
do. The best dog mom ever, Rachel Burke, is celebrating a birthday in Fortune Bridge. John Stewart, who celebrates his 64th birthday in Emmyvale and works at Island Painting. Avery Sharon turns 8 tomorrow. Love Mom, Dad, and siblings Ella and William. Oyster Bed Bridge out there. A happy 16th birthday to Cohen Richard. Love family and friends. And Dylan Beaton celebrating a birthday 5 years old out in Cornwall.
Now tell me.
Yeah.
How was that? That's daunting, eh?
That was a lifelong dream come true.
It is. I know. I figured that we made. Yeah. That's what most people say. You live to do the birthday announcements here on Ocean 100. Good job, buddy. Good job. We'll award a couple of bridge passes coming up in a bit.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much. And
Ocean 100.
And thank you very much, Dave. We're going to wrap up the water cooler question here in a second. But Len did have a sports edition.
I had to throw it out there. My old team, the Whitestone Rec Hockey team, took down the title in the Division One in the Queens County Rec League. All they had to do was get rid of me.
New
goaltender, and
healthy
all of a sudden
scratch.
they won a championship. Go figure.
Oh, you were the goalie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
thought this
the
was
backup?
Goal-
the
I
backup?
Thought this was yeah, it's the backup in Rec League. I thought this was Rec Goalie Week. You had Mike Smith in here the other day. Just getting a pretty easy casting for the first week of
an awful lot of talent around here in the sports world that we're learning about this week. So today's water cooler question. People would pay $14,000 to get rid of this personal nuisance. What do you think people would pay $14,000? There was a couple. One guy called in and said $14,000 to get rid of your spouse, which not... don't even go there.
Okay.
We won't say his name either. Another person said to get rid of your neighbors, put up a big fence, $14,000 worth of a fence to get rid of your neighbors that way. I was looking a little broader than that. $14,000 to get rid of allergies forever.
Really?
I'm not saying that that's actually a thing, but people have gone on the record and said they would pay $14,000 if it meant they would not suffer from allergies.
You have to go to
anymore.
A clinic?
Where'd they come up with that number? Huh?
I have no idea how they come up with the number. I don't debate things on the internet.
They're all true.
It.
So
I just go
that
with
makes
it.
Sense. That makes sense.
I just go with it.
$14,000.
All right, let's give away a $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts. Someone that had a right answer this week. Congratulations, Paul Robichaud. All right, you got a $100 gift card coming your way. Little golf clap seems fitting this morning. We'll get the details to you there and how you can claim your prize. Congrats.
Ocean 100's Morning Show, powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardwares. For
Well, that is the one and only Hall & Oates. Kiss on my list, Ocean 100. A Thursday ahead of Easter weekend. A lot of people off tomorrow, getting excited for maybe some shenanigans tonight. Who knows, David? Who knows?
I got to work.
You,
so
yeah, you got to work.
My shenanigans know. Watching the Jays this afternoon and going to bed.
What excitement. Well, it's Darcy and Dave Holland, and we have Len Curry in here today. Len, thank you very much for joining us, first and foremost. It's been a lot of fun chatting in here today. And I wanted to talk really quickly about Carrie.
Sure.
Speaking
of shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans. You and a good friend of mine, Matt McLeod, came together. And, you know, why don't you take me back to the beginning of where you guys kind of hatched this plan and where you're at now?
I think when Uber started way back probably 12 years ago now or 10 years ago now, all I remember thinking of being kind of like, you know, a tech guy is just, why isn't that everywhere? Like, mm-hmm. why isn't that everywhere? And kind of waited and waited and waited for them to kind of bring it here. Mm-hmm. Or for a local company to start up and to do it. And Matt and I were, I think we were at Honors one night, and we were talking about, you know, that, and kind of said, why don't we give it a try? Mm-hmm. And so we very naively thought we'd just get some software, get some drivers. We'd start ourselves driving a little bit in the evenings and be up and running. And it wasn't that easy, you know. So this was back in probably 2018. So really it took about 2.5 years to iron out the insurance details. Mm-hmm. And we actually worked with the province to get brand new licensing, like a 4R license, to allow rideshare and taxi to get it a little easier to get more drivers. And anyway, back, of course, we're the two idiots that launched a transportation company in the middle of COVID too. You know, that was a good decision.
You got to see it through, right? It wasn't COVID when you started, right?
So nobody wants to go down and visit their mother, but yet we're going to launch a taxi company. Yeah, great idea.
We're through that now. So bring me up to speed now. Yeah. You guys must be pretty happy with where this is.
Yeah, since last April when we kind of relaunched, you know, post COVID and all that kind of stuff, the uptick has been unbelievable. And you know, right up to leading to Christmas and the holiday season and all the Christmas parties and all that. Yeah. We have lots of drivers, and they're all amazing. So anyway, we kind of thought it was going to die off a little bit in the new year, you know, kind of everything kind of shuts down. People start, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. being a little bit more inside, but we've had tremendous support and everything kind of keeps on growing. And, you know, we're doing lots, and every week seems to be a little bit busier than the previous week. And yeah, I mean, people love it. It's you get to see who's going to be your driver, what their
cool.
you know, vehicle is and how much it is. And it's all, you know, payments handled on the app and stuff. So,
I've heard great things from people. If people want details, just give me quickly where can they go to
get? Sure, yeah. No, for details on the web, you can go to like meetcarrie.com. But honestly, if you just, you know, open up your cell phone and type in Carrie, which is K-A-R-I, you can call it Kari if you want. But anyway, we called it Carrie. You download it. I mean, you can be up and running and be booking a ride in like a couple of minutes. So
if people are out this weekend and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, is there a direct number to Matt McLeod to get him to come pick you up?
Yeah, I can provide that here on air. Just bring it up here.
Okay, perfect.
Listen, he's got the new baby. He's going to be up anyway.
I'm sure he'd appreciate that immensely.
Finished a tough.
All right, so school will proceed after the 1 hour delay, so keep that in mind. Just add 1 hour onto the time that the bus usually comes. That's how my brain does it, okay? Len, do you want to help us out with the weather?
I thought you guys were going to put me on a 1 hour delay there just in case I said something stupid.
No delays today. We trust you.
All right, so the PEI weather here today, it's cloudy with a chance of showers late in the day, a high of 4. That'll melt this snow.
Yeah.
Tonight, cloudy, chance of showers again, windy, and a low of 2. Tomorrow, sun and cloud, chance of showers or flurries late in the day, a high of 2. If you don't like this outlook right now, head to the weather app because next week looks way better. But right now it feels like -1.
You know, we should probably mention that some of those temperatures into next week are like double digits.
Mid double digits. Yeah.
Right.
No, like, no, yeah.
Exactly. Look at your eyes light up, right?
Big time,
he's just
buddy,
like,
big
get
time.
Me on the golf course
That's
now.
That's better than coffee right there. Absolutely.
It's Kenny Loggins and Footloose. We're hanging out with Len Curry today. Interesting Islanders on Ocean 100. Oh, Kenny Loggins, Footloose, Ocean 100. It's the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, and we have had a dandy time hanging out with Len Curry this morning. You started your day off today. Do you start most of your days in the hot tub, or is that just a special occasion?
No, I don't, honestly, but late night hockey game there last night. And, you know, get a little older, I feel like, maybe I'll just hop in, kind of loosen the back up a little bit, because I got another one tonight.
Gotcha. There, that's what you need, Dave. You need to loosen your back right up there, old boy.
Absolutely.
Son's got a hot tub, but he won't let me in.
Perfect. Perfect, Dave.
Wake up in the morning drinking your coffee. You're walking out in your robe.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Len, for coming in today and doing this pile of fun, chatting about the multifaceted life of Len Curry.
Oh, boy.
So I hope you enjoy the Masters this weekend.
Yes, sir. Go Scotty Scheffler.
And doing nothing. That's essentially what your weekend's about, doing nothing.
Yeah, a few adult beverages there maybe on the weekend there, just enjoying my favorite golfing weekend of the year.
Awesome. All right, brother. Thanks for coming in today. Always love to see you. Can't wait to see you on a golf course.
Absolutely. Thanks,
boys. You got to play him.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We'll have that. Here, and I want to share a special Easter treat with